Yeah, you know, we have quite a few home games this year, so you know we're set to do it. And our kids, we have a lot of pride, school pride, and that kind of stuff. So, you know, it'll be huge coming back home, and we get to play the Brookfield Bulldogs, and then we get to play the East Buchanan Bulldogs. So it's going to be a Bulldog fest.
So it sounds like you're excited by the work that the guys have done in the weight room. That means they're going to be A, bigger, they're going to be B, stronger. How noticeable will that strength and speed be with guys that watch your football team in the stands this year?
Well, you know, the thing is, the biggest thing for me as a coach is you know, bigger, faster, stronger, but also confident. They understand that, hey, now I am a 400-pound squatter. You know, I can do this. I'm a 300-pound bench presser. I'm capable of taking on a block and moving a 180-pound guy where I want him to move. So, you know, it's gonna be, I think you'll see it more in a confidence thing rather than just a brute force.
And I know it wasn't always your first team offense, but there were a lot of footballs that were left on the turf tonight. Is that overly concerning for you? What's just kind of your how you're going to handle it with the guys next week?
Probably I told the guys before when we broke the huddle, I said my biggest concern and really only concern was how many times we struggled with the center quarterback exchange. So, you know, that's an issue. We got to clean that up for sure.